Last evening brought this news from Capitol Hill. The House passed a major health bill that would add $50 billion to a federal program now providing health coverage to children of the working poor. The bill also would raise cigarette taxes and make changes to the Medicare program. The issue of children's health insurance is popular. Still, the debate was nasty, and the final vote split along partisan lines. As NPR's Julie Rovner reports, it was nearly the mirror image of the chamber's last big health care debate 4 years ago.
Renewing the S-CHIP program, which otherwise expires September 30th, has been one of the top priorities for congressional Democrats. So after weeks of backroom dealing to round up the votes, it was with some relief that House Majority Leader Steny Hoyer was finally able to proclaim victory on the floor yesterday.
Under this bill, 11 million American children, 6 million who currently are covered under S-CHIP, and an additional 5 million children who currently lack health insurance will have access to quality, affordable health insurance.
The S-CHIP program, which covers mostly children and families of the working poor, was bipartisan when it was founded a decade ago. But Republicans like Jeb Hensarling of Texas said the Democrats' bill to add $50 billion to the program goes too far.
Mr. Speaker, today the Democrat majority in Congress will no doubt ram through a bill representing the single largest step in Washington-controlled, bureaucratized, rationed, socialized health care.
For many watching the debate yesterday, it was almost a through-the-looking-glass moment, an exact parallel to the Medicare prescription drug bill Republicans rammed through the chamber on a similar party-line vote exactly 4 years ago this week. Then, as now, the party in power was pushing a politically popular issue, eager to score an electoral victory before sending members home for their month-long summer break. And then, as now, the bill also contained dozens of unrelated provisions the minority party despised. In the case of yesterday's bill, Democrats would actually repeal parts of the 2003 Medicare bill to finance the S-CHIP expansion. That's drawn a veto threat from President Bush and outraged Republicans like Virginia's Eric Cantor.
How do they pay for this? They pay for this largely by cutting Medicare. That's what we're about here, choosing to cut Medicare, cut seniors' ability to have a choice under the Medicare program.
But Democrats like Jan Schakowsky of Illinois said the cuts in the bill to the Medicare Advantage private plan program aren't aimed at seniors, but at insurance companies that nonpartisan budget officials say are being overpaid.
Let's be clear, the Medicare Advantage HMOs are reaping overpayments of up to 40%.
Yet another parallel with the Medicare debate of 4 years ago is that with time running short, Democrats didn't give Republicans much of a say in the process, just as the Republicans hadn't let them participate. Yesterday, the complaints came from House Minority Leader John Boehner.
We were presented with a 488-page bill the night before the markup, and now we've brought this to the floor without a markup in committee, no amendments allowed to be offered by the minority, and a limited time for debate.
Still, House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Charlie Rangel warned his Republican colleagues, in the end, children won't remember how the minority was treated in the debate, but they will remember if they lose their health insurance come October 1st.
If you don't do this, if they find themselves without health care, if their parents cannot be productive on the job because they're worried about their kids, you explain it that we weren't talking to each other, we didn't cooperate, and the program just expired.
And the final parallel to the Medicare debate? The Senate is working on a more bipartisan companion bill to renew and expand the S-CHIP program. It could come up for a final vote tonight. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.